Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Stand By Your Band. I am Tom Takar, the wolf of Dog Street, roaming only inside of a home these days, not allowed to walk my own damn dog street. And I am joined, of course, by the Prince of Snarkness, Tommy McNamara. How are you, buddy?
More like Zoomy McNamara, because this is the first episode on Zoom.
Hold on, I think it's broken. There's no because Tommy would have said something much funnier. Gotcha, JK. That was great. Yeah, Zoomy McNamara.
And we are here with our guest, my roommate, or should I say Zoom mate?
Now we're cooking.
Hello.
Hell yeah.
So basically, we've gotten to the point where our only guests can be our roommates. So, hey.
Did you not tell him that's what the deal was?
I thought I was highly sought after.
We finally got Zach.
God
damn. Have we recorded with you?
Can we swear on this? God damn.
Have we recorded with you as me and Tommy?
No, only when...
I know I recorded with you like 3 years ago.
Yeah,
now.
That was the last time, I think. That's the last time we spoke.
I guess Tommy finally forgave you and allowed you to be on the show.
I beat him in 2K. It was actually a deal.
Well, folks, Zach and I have been quarantined together in this apartment, and the only way we can get away now is sometimes in our imagination, we like to picture we're somewhere else. Somewhere like...
Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take ya. Bermuda, Bahama, come on, pretty mama. Key Largo, Montego, baby, why don't we go? Jamaica, off the Florida Keys. There's a place called Kokomo. That's where you wanna go to get away from it all. Bodies in the sand. Drop the cocaine, melting in your hand. We'll be falling in love to the rhythm of a steel drum band. Down in Kokomo.
Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take it to Bermuda.
Now, not a lot of people know this, but legally, Zoom is international waters, and you can play as much of the song as you want. There's no restriction.
I was going to say, it seemed like that was probably the most of a song we've ever played, but I'm glad to know that the laws are different on Zoom.
Oh, man.
It turns out snuff films are legal if it's on Zoom.
So check out the Patreon. We've been doing some snuff.
Zach, you're going to want to stick around for that.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know snuff films were illegal.
Zach, we're happy to have you here. And one of your bands you suggested was the Beach Boys, and we thought we would just focus in on this song that can really help people get through these times, you know?
Yeah, because otherwise there's no fucking way we could talk about the Beach Boys on this show, I think. And that's probably why you haven't been on the show, Zach, because you're an idiot who has bad ideas.
Until
maybe
today.
That's it. I'm just positing a guess. I've been positing a lot lately. Mm-hmm. Oh man, this is great. I love that you started that drink like 4 minutes ago and you're already almost done with
it. It's a small glass.
What are you drinking, Zach?
This is a tropical drink melting in my hand.
Nice.
And it's I call it the Swan Special. It's mostly gin with a little bit of soda water and Gatorade.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm out of soda water, so it's mostly just Gatorade.
And I'm all out of soda water.
I'm good at two things, kicking ass and drinking soda water.
Drinking Swan specials.
Sucking dick and drinking soda water.
I'm all out of soda water.
I will say, I used to drink mixed drinks with Powerade a lot when I was 18 years old. Now you're 30.
Sure.
So what's going
Wait,
on there?
Zach's only 30?
I'm 30, baby. You can see it in my eyes, the youth.
This is crazy. I think we should address really quickly that we haven't recorded one of these. I've been acknowledging it when I do like preludes to the episodes we've been putting out, but this is the first time we've been on the old mics in like 3 months.
We haven't
More
seen
than
each
that.
Other since January 2nd, I would say.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's true. January 2nd. Jesus. That is a wild thing to think of, but luckily we've perfected this technology, and I'm sure it's going to turn out great.
People are saying...
This is the new... What's that?
People are saying it sounds better, which I think is weird.
I think that's fucked up and honestly kind of an insult to the production work I've been doing for all these years.
What I love about doing comedy on Zoom and on live streams is that comedy has nothing to do with timing. And I think it's good that lags never affect it. And, you know, I think that's good.
No, that is the beautiful thing about comedy in general is that timing, you can just throw it out the fucking window as far as I'm concerned. We should make a class where we teach comedy in the Zoom age.
Oh, wow.
Ooh, what about a movie called Zoomtopia? And it's about a zoo in a perfect society.
Zach, like, tell us about the Beach Boys. Have you always liked them?
I've always liked the Beach Boys. I think probably Kokomo was one of my first introductions to the Beach Boys.
I think me too. I think anyone our age, I would say that probably is.
Yeah.
Like seeing Full House or the Muppets.
Yeah, Full House, Muppets. My grandpa was obsessed with the Beach Boys.
Oh, yeah. Totally forgot about the Full House thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a bit about this. Brian Wilson wasn't involved in the recording, and this was written by a Beach Boy and another guy. And Brian Wilson, this is like the only number one hit they had that he wasn't singing on the original track or recorded. But in the Full House version, he's on stage performing alive.
Well, that was his dream, was to be on Full House. It's always good when the genius of the group isn't involved in the song. That's always what you want.
Oh, yeah. That's going to make a good song.
Genius. I always thought Wilson was more of a hanger on.
Pet sounds.
I consider Manson to be more of a member than Brian Wilson.
To be realistic, yeah.
Well, that's what is crazy about this is, so Terry Melcher is the producer who had the idea for them to play this song, and Terry Melcher's house is where the Manson, or his old house is where the Manson murders took place, and it was a full house, unfortunately. Unfortunately for...
Hey, and family matters.
For all those involved. But
that's
it's
another
crazy
show from that era. You can't deny that.
Just whenever I see Terry Melcher's name, I immediately think Manson, Manson, Manson. And it's funny that he was also involved in this song. Like,
it's a wild thing. Yeah, my grandpa was into the Beach Boys. He loved drag racing. My grandpa was like a street drag car racer.
This is not where I thought this was going.
And they had all those car racing songs. His ringtone for a long time was Giddy Up, Giddy Up, 409.
So, Zach, your grandpa was on RuPaul's Drag Race?
Yeah, as an audience member, but then then he said, you know what, let me give this a shot. Went backstage, found an outfit. Went out there and danced to the sounds of 409. She's real fine, my 409. No, that was his ringtone growing up, was 409.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. I do want
That was your dad's ringtone?
My grandfather's.
Oh, your grandfather. Nice.
I wanted to play before I forget. I just want to play the, because this is probably the last audio we play unless I keep playing Kokomo over and over again. I do want to play the Muppets.
I've got one on my end, but...
Okay.
But yeah, you go for
it. I just want to play the Muppets Kokomo before I forget, because I think this is how I first saw it also, and it's great. So here's the Muppets singing Kokomo. And the Muppets do kind of all the great songs, I've noticed.
I'm Robot Jamaica. Ooh, I want to take you Bermuda, Bahama. Come on, pretty mama. Key Largo, Montego. Baby, why don't we go Jamaica?
the Florida Keys.
Kermit's voice is like butter.
There's a place called Kokomo. That's where you wanna go to get away from it all.
Oh, Miss Piggy, I'm coming.
Bodies in the sand.
So Charles Manson first met the Muppets right around this time.
Manson, Henson, who gives a shit? that's a great, very beautiful. That might be the first place I heard it too. I can't remember now, but I will say I, up until way too late, thought that the song was about Kokomo, Indiana.
Yes,
which is not a beautiful place at all.
So what is, so that's what Zach and I were looking into it, and there were multiple songs before this about Kokomo, but they were about Kokomo, Indiana.
Kokomo, Indiana. Like Kokomo Me Baby by Mississippi Fred something or other.
Who we've had a few episodes about.
Sure,
yeah.
Sure.
Kokomo Blues.
Yeah, I thought that it was about that for sure. Sorry, what was that?
So what is Kokomo like for the layman?
I mean, I think it's like there's like a small college there or something. Yeah, I don't, I've only driven through Kokomo. It's not a place that you like go. You're not like, we got to go to Kokomo.
So that's not where you want to go.
Not where you'd like to go, I don't think. Let's look up some fast facts about Kokomo, Indiana.
And this is our new segment, Fast Facts.
We need some new segments. Fast Facts is a good one. But these aren't coming fast enough.
Slow fast.
There's too much pressure. All right, I'm on cityofkokomo.com. Let's see here. Meet the Mayor event moved to Facebook Live.
Oh,
so
no.
You can do that. If you want to meet the mayor, you cannot go to him in person anymore. Corona has gotten in the way of that. And probably that is the biggest tragedy of all. Mm-hmm. I was worried about basketball ending and comedy and our careers probably being over. Mm-hmm. But the fact that we can't go to Kokomo right now and see that fucking mayor face to face and give a piece of my mind. Now I got to do it on Facebook Live. Suck my ass.
It's hard to throw a virtual egg. You know what I mean? Like, we want to egg the mayor of Kokomo.
It's really funny.
Now you just can like thumbs him down and like post a GIF of like him with the Jordan face over him crying.
He like sees his own feet. That's, he's like, who pushed the angry face? Who pushed? Like it's coming bubbling across the thing.
Who did you? That would be such a funny thing to see Trump reacting to angry faces. Oh, that's not fair.
We don't like it. We don't.
I do like to picture like a very confused tourist showing up with like a lei and a tropical shirt to Kokomo, Indiana, and just be like, "What the fuck."
That has to have happened, right?
That's like their town slogan.
Given how stupid we know that people are now, given everything, like there are people still going out and partying right now,
yes.
And we're deep into the Corona shit. You know that somebody showed up to fucking Kokomo, Indiana, like expecting a beach.
Screw this coronavirus. I'm going to Kokomo.
I'm going to the ocean in Indiana.
I came to drink a tropical drink and to consult the mayor face to face.
And I'm all out of soda water.
That is like the first, if you Google like Kokomo, the question like that they suggest is Kokomo real? So people have always been trying to get there. When he lists so many other places in the lyrics that you could go. Aruba,
yeah,
Jamaica,
I know.
These are all real. Just go to those.
They're all real and they're spectacular. But they, yeah, people want to go to this fantasy fucking Kokomo. yeah, I love that he made it up. I love that it's like this hillbilly Atlantis.
Yes.
Like, someday we're going to find this paradise.
That's
speaking
like,
of which, I just watched Kyle Kinane's bit about Cheeseburger in Paradise.
So good.
And how if you listen to that song now and knowing that it's a chain restaurant, how sad it is. It's so funny. Anyway, let's listen to, we should do our regular segment. I apologize in advance because this might sound,
we already did
like
slow
dog
facts.
Shit. Whoa, slow facts, you pieces of shit. We have a regular segment called They Went to Jared, where we have our friend and foe of the podcast, Jared Thompson, give his thoughts. I'm sure he has a lot of thoughts on this song because I know he is a he's just a huge Beach Boys boy. All right. I'm going to try this. I may have to like email it to myself, but I'm going to play through the mic now.
What's up, y'all? It's This Week's They Went to Jared. The boys are going to have a guest on defending Kokomo by the Beach Boys. If my memory serves me, I believe this came from the Cocktail soundtrack, which was late 80s. I think it was like 88. And so I was 11. So you got to think about it this way. In 2 years, I started to get into punk rock at 13. So I was obviously beginning to understand that some music on the radio was terrible. And this is, you know, this could be, I could be wrong, but I'm thinking that this might have been the first, like, pop hit that I was like, this sucks. And it has not gotten any better over the years. It's just awful. And what's really crazy is that I hated it originally without any depth of understanding of the Beach Boys. I mean, most of us know by now that, you know, Pet Sounds is considered maybe the best album of all time. And they had very little outside of Pet Sounds that was like as elite as that one album is. But this is probably the worst thing that they ever did, which is saying something, because some of that shit in the early years is just grating on your ears, like Surfing USA and shit like that. But anyway, this was kind of like the first bad song that I can recall knowing it was bad at the time. I think I liked We Built This City when it first was released. And of course, those are the two probably number one and two most hated songs of the 80s, I would guess. If you guys talk about the quarantine at all, and maybe you've already done this, but you guys really should read the Jared Leto tweet at the beginning of the quarantine. It is, I mean, when I read it, it was the funniest thing I've ever read in my life. So if you haven't already read that or have talked about the quarantine, you definitely should at least talk about that. So, all right. I love you guys. Tom, Tommy, guest. I'll talk to you later. Thanks.
So what's funny about him saying guest right there, Zach, is I did tell him that you were the guest. He could have just said Zach, although you don't know each other.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I know old Jer. Jer Binks, I call him.
Zach, what's your response to Jared's voicemail?
I am appalled. I am shocked and appalled. First of all, he's proud of the fact that he got into punk music at the age of 13. He's like bragging about that. This goddamn elitist over here. And, I mean, folks, isn't this type of elitism what's destroying America?
Angry face reacts start coming to the podcast.
Kokomo. If you say Aruba, Jamaica to someone, an entire room could burst out singing. And you're telling me this is a bad song? This is one of the songs of the ages.
This was what life was like before quarantine. You'd walk into a room, you'd say Aruba, Jamaica, and everyone would start singing.
Ooh, I want to take it. This is like, if we had a time capsule for America from 1950 on, Kokomo would be in the time capsule.
Ooh, interesting.
We broadcast that shit out of space for aliens to hear that.
An alien just wearing a lei all of a sudden. We got to go to Earth so that we can find Kokomo.
This is one of the best sax solos I've ever heard, this alien solo.
That would be such a great moment if the spaceship like opens up and they're like, take me to Kokomo.
Right this way, Burns.
Like Penn learning that it doesn't exist. Or they take him to Indiana.
They take him to Indiana and this alien one tear sheds and then they zap all of humanity. I knew it couldn't be real. Jared is right that the movie Cocktail is why this song exists. Let's see.
Have you
there's some
I never saw.
I have not. I think I saw like pieces of it when I was a kid. It was one of those movies that was on TV that I remember being like, this movie looks so awesome. And then I had to go home from my grandma's house before it came on.
I think Cocktail, you could like.
No, you're good.
Cocktail, you could like take a scene. Like we've all seen the scene where he's doing funny things with the drinks, maybe, right? Like that's the whole movie, I feel like. And you could like splice in a scene from Cocktail with Top Gun or vice versa, and they both would make perfect sense.
Yeah, for sure. I think that that's why I get them mixed up too. But that movie also, it's funny, this song is for that, and then the movie inspired what TGI Fridays is.
Oh, I've heard like that. It's so crazy.
Yeah, it like made that culture cool, like the bartender who's throwing shit around or whatever.
It is
and
funny.
Now look where we are.
It's funny explaining this song to the alien too, being like, "Hey, so this guy who knew Charles Manson needed a song for a Scientologist movie. So what he did was he found Kermit the Frog and he said, 'I've got a hit.'" And
oh man. And of course the alien would know who Manson was.
Yeah.
The well, only human where... they know about.
If any human has been talking to aliens, it's Charles Manson.
You mean Char Char Binks? let's see here. I'm looking at song facts here. This came together when the music producer... We talked about that already. Yeah, but Cocktail. Let's see. The Beach Boys' glory days were behind them, and they had been playing fairs and nostalgia shows. They were one of the most popular bands of the 60s. Who knew? And had a bunch of songs dealing with recreation and fun, which is why they were asked to record for the movie.
It's tough when a website with the word facts in the title says your best days are behind you. Like, this is a fact.
Facts only.
Tommy McNamara was over the hill. let's see here. Yeah, it sounds like they just hit random. But there's a part about what this is about the Kokomo thing. Oh, yeah. Kokomo is a city in the middle of Indiana and is also a small resort owned by Sandals Royal Caribbean in Montego Bay. The title was made up. It was supposed to represent all the tropical places and images that people think of when wishing to get away to some paradise island to escape the dreary work life. John Phillips thought the name sounded good and wanted to use it for the title. Wow. Interesting.
That sounds good.
Yeah. And it was Mike Love who wrote the Aruba Jamaica part. And Mike Love related to NBA player Kevin Love. And that is a fast fact.
Is that true?
Yeah.
That is a fast fact.
I think he's his uncle or like they're related in some way.
It's tragic that you didn't say that during the fast facts. We have to strike it from the record.
Not fast.
Forget that you learned that, listener.
It was included in like multiple worst songs of all time lists. I noticed. I think Bustle had one. There was like three different worst songs of all time that included Kokomo, which kind of in the, I think being our age, it wasn't on the radio enough for us to hate it, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like this was a song that we'd heard.
I will admit, I liked it. I thought it was cool.
I don't remember ever hating it, honestly.
No, I still like it a lot. When I found people that hated it, I was like, who are these losers that don't like this? That was the first time I realized how many losers there were out there when I realized that it was most hated.
It's when you started going to punk rock shows and throwing shit at them.
I was like, you pieces of shit.
I love this article, this dramatic headline, the truth behind that annoying hit song, Kokomo.
Wow.
Like there's some weird like conspiracy theory about it.
Dark.
Let's see here. Yeah, I'm not seeing anything else interesting about this song and the song facts. Although,
well, there was something.
Hey, let's do this real fast. This song was used on these TV shows. They list five TV shows that it was in. I'm kind of surprised it wasn't more.
Should we try and name them? Yeah, Zach's gonna try and name.
You guys want to name them?
Zach, the guest.
Only one of the shows. I don't even know how to really give you a hint or if you'll know it, but. Okay, the first one, I'll give you this hint. It's got a guy from Curb Your Enthusiasm in it.
Full House.
No.
Is that right? Didn't Bob Saget go on an episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm? Yeah. And Larry David.
It's got a main character. It's got a major character from... I'll just tell you, it's got Jeff Garland in it. Mm. Or Garland, not Garland. I don't think he's what in is Scrubs, is he?
No, no. No, I'm kidding.
This was an episode called The Most Handsome Boy on the Planet in 2014.
Oh, the Goldbergs?
Yes. How the fuck did you get that?
Well, I guess the I Jeff gave you a lot. A good,
But sure, sure, sure.
Goldberg, Scrubs, Full House.
Scrubs is not on here.
It was on Scrubs.
Well, then this, hey, take it up with songfacts.com. It's not my problem,
you
buddy.
You bit your sweet bippy. I'm going to take it.
It was that episode where, for some people, it was How to Save a Life by the Fray, but in certain cities, they played this song. While all those patients died, they played Kokomo.
We perfect our chemistry.
I know Zach Braff was really obsessed with it. There's that scene in Garden State where they put the headphones over him, and in those same states, they play Kokomo.
Aruba.
This is going to change your life.
Like the saxophone starts.
Given that we know that it was on Full House and this other stuff, it doesn't make any sense that this list is five shows that we've not talked about.
Let's give one of them. More hints.
I'll give you a hint. A dog tries to have sex with a adult woman. In this
Family
TV
guy.
Show. Yep. I thought if I described it like that, it might throw you off the scent.
Literally. Picked it up.
This show seems like it could be about Barack Obama.
Kenyan guy. Man
born
from
in Kenya.
Kenya?
Blood diamond. No. Obama. President, all the presidents.
I'll give you
West Wing.
I'll give you a hint. There's a city as part of the title.
Hawaii 50.
Nope. Although that's actually really good.
Cleveland Rocks. No, that was a theme song.
The Drew Carey.
One has nothing to do with Barack Obama, and also is not a show.
It has rock in it.
Cleveland Barocks.
Yeah.
Oh shit! You got it. That was it. It was Cleveland Barocks.
Knew it. Writing up a treatment.
That's
right
it.
Now.
That's the end of the game. You did it.
All right. What was it? Ding, ding, or one more hint. Give us the city.
I'll give you. Okay. So I'll give you that it's a city, and then a thing that he ran on.
Change. Nashville Change.
Not that one.
Nashville, Yes We Can.
Is it something hospital? Something hospital?
No, but that's close. It's
medical something.
No. I'll give you what the second word is. It's hope.
Oh.
And a city.
Kokomo Hope.
A city that Barack Obama is affiliated with.
Chicago
in some
Hope.
That's it.
Is that a show?
Yeah.
Oh, that was just a guess. Chicago.
You
Hope.
Got it. Oh, yeah. Well, that was a great game, and you guys have to admit
good hints,
that.
I realize now in retrospect. Very good hints.
Pretty quick how I came up with that, I'd say. The other one is a show where Arthur is unhappy a lot of the time.
Arthur? Is it Arthur?
No, it's not. That wouldn't be a very good. That would be such a stupid hint. Let's just say this show is about a guy who has a family.
Arthur is unhappy. What's an R?
Arthur is the dad, and he's pissed off a lot of the time.
Don't piss me off, Art. That's from.
And Kevin drives a mail truck.
Kevin. Oh, King of Queens.
Yeah, aha. That's it. Man. All right. I think the other one is when you go to a massage parlor and they
happy
give you the
endings.
Old jerk off.
Robert
Tommy
Kraft
would know all about that. Yes. <that's> Happy Endings is right. Those are the shows that it lists here for some reason. Let's Tommy, you were going to say something before I started all that shit.
Oh, it was one of those riffs that wouldn't have worked. Let's move on.
Bring it back.
Classic
we need
Tommy
every Tommy, we're in dire times. You don't know how often riffs are going to become available. You can't go out to the store and get riffs whenever you feel like. You got to use up every part of the riff. I'm jumping over to the Facebook now. You guys are welcome to join me.
Well, you know where I'm going to jump
what
over
Facebook?
To?
What Facebook? The Mayor's Live broadcast?
Yes. My will defy a little bit
of gravity. A little transition music.
hey guys, this whole episode It's been an April Fool's. I'm not recording. That was true. People are so mad about April Fool's today. It's very funny to me.
They are? What are they mad about?
Just all these tweets I'm seeing is like, if you fucking dare, if you fucking even think about making some kind of joke today, I'm going to come to your fucking house.
I mean, again, what are you going to do about it?
You're I'll make you laugh, all right.
I am glad
I haven't seen anybody write, like, I have corona, April Fools.
I'm sure dumbasses are doing that everywhere. Yeah.
Let's search on Twitter real fast.
But why the tweet? The tweets warning you not to do it are so much more annoying than a April Fools, I have corona tweet.
I would agree.
Sure. I just found, when I searched I have corona, it says I have corona April Fools. So I have a feeling it is a thing. Although, yeah, people, it's probably mostly people bitching. What? Oh, and it's a lot of people saying, oh, Jesus, this one's weird. It's, I may be a mess, but at least I don't have corona. April Fools, I tested positive. Jesus. That's a pretty negative one.
Well, that was how Magic Johnson announced he had HIV.
April Fools.
Yeah, this is, let's see here. Da-da-da. Yeah, it's mostly people bitching about the idea of someone doing that. So there you go.
That's, I think people
typical
always
typical Twitter.
You create an enemy in your head.
Yep.
And
yep. The straw man.
Hey, the only straw I want is in this tropical drink.
Hi, oh.
The only straw I want is the one I killed a turtle with. anyway, let's go to Facebook. We got a lot of comments on this song. I think it's crazy. We haven't posted one of these in a while. Joel Schoenbach writes that Kokomo is where people from who are from Margaritaville go to die. That's pretty funny. Dan Bauer writes, I just hope I keep feeling like I can't tell if it's my mic that's making it do this. All right. He wrote, I just hope Brian Wilson is planning on taking this tropical tour in bunches because Bermuda is geographically way away from the rest of those locations.
Mm.
All right. Well, you really got Brian Wilson's ass there, buddy.
Take that.
I heard he's lying in bed. Reference Zach's other episode.
Hey, a bare naked ladies line.
Hey, if you want to find me, I'll be out in the sandbox.
What a great song.
It's a little inside.
Zach, I love that you love bare naked ladies.
They're great.
It makes me happy. I love them.
I'd like a combination of the two. See some bare naked Beach Boys.
Hey, now.
I'm sure you can Google that. Wait, Tommy just screen shared, and that's in his browser. It's in all the tabs. You know that you can just... all right. Let's see. Derek Hart writes, my main memory of this song is recording a music video with all of my cousins to that song while vacationing in the Wisconsin Dells. Yeah, that's not surprising. he said, also, it's about drugs. I don't know if that's true.
No.
I don't think it is about drugs.
Everything's about
drugs, I guess.
I think
that person has just he's got his mind in the gutter. I always think of the skating rink when I hear this. Why was that their jam? Who knows? Who is this person? That's Taryn Bradley. Okay. You guys ever go to the skating rink as kids?
Oh, yeah.
I played
hockey growing up.
There's some good music. That's not what I mean, but all right. I mean having a nice little skate with your pals. John Borromeo writes, check out James Altucher podcast with Mike Love. Oh, shit. That's interesting. All right.
Hey, how about you check out Stand By Your Band with Zach Swan?
Yeah, what the fuck, John? Quit promoting other podcasts on our fucking show, John. Miss you, John.
We should just put with guest on this
guest,
episode.
No. Ben Kim writes, it's guilty of one of the most egregious rhyme attempts, friends with glimpse. Yeah, I agree. That's a stretch.
That does hurt to hear.
Friends glimpse, friends glimpse. Kind of rhymes.
I love this. Larry Fulford wrote, "I want to alley fight Mike Love."
Damn.
Alley fight, damn. It'd be so funny to just see Larry get his ass kicked by Mike Love. I mean, if he's related to Kevin Love, he's probably a big boy.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Alley fight, that's like when you can kick someone in the crotch and it's not dishonorable. Grab their jacket.
You think anyone's going to fight on Zoom in this new era?
I love the new MMA is going to be like that. That'll be so funny for roast battles and shit. It's going to be so bad. You're right. The timing is going to be so funny. Mm-hmm. People are just waiting for their turn to talk.
When they do like the weigh-in at UFC, when they get their faces close, they just like put their faces like right up next to the, the webcam. Stare down.
Whoa, Gwen Sunkel writes, "I remember being very turned on by the really deep voice part as a child." Weird.
"I want to make that mountain rotten steak."
Damn,
that
well
no,
sexy.
Now I get it. I just got horny. I am fully hard. All right, let's see here. Hope you guys have been cranking it out there, by the way. I know the times are tough.
For sure, dude. Bare Naked Beach Boys. Tommy's all day. Do a lot of cleanup.
He makes you do a bunch of cleanup.
Well, we have like a chore wheel, and that's that's his wheel.
It's like, did you guys see that fucking wheel where it was wine? It was a key on a thing, and it always landed on wine or whatever. it's very stupid, but it went viral or whatever. Anyway, I like the idea that Tommy makes Zach spin that. The bottom one is always Tommy's jizz cleanup.
Here we go again. It's like, I'm getting pretty good at it. You know what cleans it up? A little lemon juice after. It'll take that right out.
Barra Wiles writes, "The Full House episode where they meet the Beach Boys. Have mercy."
Why are women so horny for this song?
It's very strange. I did not think of this as a horny song, but apparently it is.
The deep voice, the sax. Come on.
That's fair.
It's sexual. Those lyrics. Those lyrics, we'll go out to sea, we'll perfect our chemistry, by and by we'll defy a little bit of gravity. Do you think defying gravity means blood rushing into the penis?
Mm.
Creating a bone? An erection, if you will?
That's what the song
is. Is that what
Wick
an erection
is?
Gross.
Defying gravity? I mean, what else could it be?
Yeah, Isaac Newton was
that
a
is
sicko.
True. The human erection is a miracle.
It truly
defies
is.
Gravity.
None of us would be here without it.
Do you think that when Coldplay wrote "A Rush of Blood to the Head," that's what they were talking about? Sick folks.
We know. We know. Clocks. You know what that was about. Do 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 do. Every time
why
I
just want to just spell it out to us there.
Oh my god!
Let's go out.
You're right. Oh my god!
Tides. I tried to crazy. Swim against that semen.
Okay. Any more Facebook?
Tommy's
comments?
About to faint.
Sorry, getting a little graphic.
Miranda Britton writes, "Kokomo is the idle background music in my brain." Oh, that's terrifying. My friend Kim Nicole writes, "Fuck, I love that song."
Damn,
hell yeah.
Thank you,
hell
Kim.
Yeah.
There you go. Oh. Nate Washington writes, "All I had to do was read this post for it to get stuck in my head." Yeah, that's my bad. Kenny Metroff writes, that was our warm-up song for my gym class in grade school."
What?
That's crazy.
That's
he said, Teach would pop that single on the turntable and we'd do arm circles like we were in the Caribbean. That's crazy.
Let's try it.
That just makes me so sad. Just picturing this fucking sad gym teacher. Like, if I gotta do this one more day, at least I'm gonna picture I'm in Kokomo.
He puts it on and goes outside and smokes.
Let's see. Danny Maupin is the one that I was saving. So Danny writes, "In the first grade, I auditioned for the school talent show with a dance routine to Kokomo. I didn't really prepare and just made most of it up on the spot. I ran out of ideas pretty early, so I just did jumping jacks from the saxophone solo until the end of the song. That's so funny. I remember Danny does that in his act, or he used to do that in his act. It's very funny. Gary Stumbo writes, Kokomo would have been much better if the Beach Boys had collaborated with the Fat Boys like they did on Wipeout. Oh, okay. Another, Andy Sanford wrote another roller skating thing. I guess it was a big roller skating song. I don't remember that, but there you go. Those are the, there's some videos that people posted, so if you want to look at that, but it's the Muppets thing. Some GIFs are in here. If you want to see people be horny about the Beach Boys or about this song, feel free to go to my Facebook and read the comments for yourself that I left out. That was the Facebook boys. What do we have left?
I think we're towards the end. Zach, do you have any final thoughts on your defense of Kokomo?
I think that it's one of those songs that's so good, everybody hates it. I'm really riled by Jared Thompson's analysis and just
keep going. This always goes well when people are mad at Jared.
I don't know who he is. I don't know what his qualifications are. I know he liked punk music and he loves to shit on other people's dreams. But
listened to the show, yeah, Zach.
It's like DMB. I listen. I just turn it off for those parts. I'm like, I don't know this. Turn it off. It's one of those things everyone hates so much. It's so good that so many people like it that you end up hating it, like Dave Matthews Band's, you know.
That's the problem with Dave Matthews Band.
His fans,
so good that people hate it. Oh, I see. Yeah, I've talked about it on the show. I went to a Dave Matthews weekend. Who am I to judge? Tommy, what are your thoughts?
Yeah,
Kokomo.
I never hated it. Now that I think about it, I thought it was catchy when I heard it as a boy. It was either the Muppets or the Full House, one of those two. And I just never heard it enough to be mad at it, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And my final thought would be just a reminder that I was joking with the Obama Kenya thing, and I am normal.
Canceling.
I'm editing this part out.
Canceling.
And I'm going to Photoshop a picture of you in saying people are mad at Trump when we had an illegal president.
Where's the long form birth certificate? That's Tommy's final thought. Show us the long form birth certificate.
And I am doing a live stream where I do long form improv about the long form birth certificate.
It's amazing how you're able to come up with so many new ideas based on the same pitch. I gotta agree with you. I, for whatever reason, this missed me with being annoying. Like I didn't hear it enough, and when it came on, it was a treat. So in times like these, I think it's nice for us all to agree on something. I'm going 6 out of 6 on this one.
6 out of 6.
I think it's great.
Torches.
And you know what? I hope it is about Kokomo, Indiana, because I'm from Indiana, and I think that's pretty cool.
Well,
I think you guys are pretty cool.
Wow. Zach, we usually do plugs at this point, but every show in the world has been canceled. Anything you want people to check out that you have online or anything like that?
Nothing to check online, but just go try this out. Just walk into a room and say Aruba, Jamaica, and see what happens.
This is one of the strangest plugs we've ever had.
Just try it. Just go into your room and then mail me a personal letter in your experience. No, you can follow me, Zachary D. Swan, on Instagram. I just made a little cover song of the Foo Fighters.
I filmed it.
Tommy filmed.
Yes. Yeah. My plug would be check out my album on Spotify. You haven't heard that yet. And I'm trying to post more videos online and everything, so look out for that. And thank you guys for listening. I have been Zumi McNamara.
Yeah, thanks so much for listening, guys. And thanks for sticking with the show. I know we weren't recording in real time for quite a while, but we're back, baby. Zoom has fixed it all. Hopefully this comes out sounding good.
We're going to do a lot more Patreons coming too. So
yes.
Check, if you aren't on there yet, check out our Patreon. We're going to be posting new material there that is exclusive to that.
We're going to have so much more time to record Patreon stuff now. That's really the nice part about this. We appreciate the Patreon subscribers we already have, and especially those giving the most measly of sums. No, we do appreciate it big time. And yeah, we're going to be posting more stuff. We're going to bring back, I posted it the other day, but we got a bunch of worst song on Spotify's to go through. So we can definitely do that. And I did a fucking quiz the other day out of boredom. And just to give you guys something. Tommy, you got to do this quiz. It sucks.
I'll do it too.
All right. Well, that will do for this week. Thanks so much for everything, guys. Oh, I'll be taking over JFL's Instagram tomorrow. So go to Just for Laughs Instagram if you want to see what the hell I'm going to do on that. And then also for the next 24 hours, I'm on Melissa Villasenor's Instagram live doing watching birds with her, and it was very fun. So check that out. I'm gonna try to get this out in time so you can do that. Anyway, all right, miss you guys.
Miss you.
Bye. Tommy.
Bye.